How are you?
I'm good. Martin, David Craig from Sky Sports.
Yes.
First of all, welcome to Wearside on behalf of all of us.
Thank you, Dick.
If I can begin by asking, why now and why Sunderland?
Well, what do you mean by why now?
Just from the time that you've had out the game, do you feel this was the right time to come back? You were ready to come back?
Yeah, I felt I was ready to come back, or I feel I am ready to come back. Why Sunderland? I think Sunderland's a fantastic football club, and I think that I genuinely just, if I could curtail it and just say I really would want to do well, the opportunity has arisen, and I want to take it.
There's been a lot made in the media about a boyhood allegiance to this club. Can you elaborate on that in any way to us?
Well, I can, probably to one or two. You're further back there ad nauseam, really. I think that I supported Sunderland as a boy. Where I was brought up, there were two teams, really. If you were either Rangers or Celtic, and everybody else had an English team. So when other kids my age were choosing the likes of Liverpool, Manchester United, Leeds were getting a big mention in those days. I took Sunderland because Charlie Hurley was playing centre half, and he was the big Irishman playing at that time. And of course, I followed them then, but that's a long time ago. Boxing Day '62, I think, it was, and Brian Clough injured himself. And I remember shedding a few tears that there when Clough got injured. I since. Had a long time with him after that, and I shed a few more tears. But it wasn't over his injury, let me put it this way. But it's a great, great football club. It is a fantastic club. I wouldn't want to play too much on the Sunderland boyhood hero type thing. It might give me two games grace, and we're in the results business, and like everything else, as you play football, I never played for Sunderland, went on to, and then manage, and so obviously you're very selfishly involved with your own team at that time, but now it's come together, and as I said earlier, I'd just like to make a success of it, if I can.
We know where Sunderland are in the league at the minute. I know it's early days for you. What's your assessment in these first few days of the club and what's happening here at this moment in time?
Well, I think that Eric Black probably summed it up after the game on Sunday when he said that type of performance and then eventually gifting some goals was really probably symptomatic of the season. And I suppose that's, looking back, you probably would have having maybe seen more games than I have done, probably would agree with his assessment. So just that in a game where the penalty is massive, if we could score the penalty, we'd probably go on to win the game. And then within 35 seconds or so, it's one each, and confidence is not at its highest at this moment. And it just ebbed away a little bit and conceded the late goal to lose the game. So that's something we'd obviously try and address to the best of our ability. I think that, but in terms of the players, there's a very good spirit among them. And when we had the training session today, the players had a day off yesterday while we got ourselves together. And it's a training session today, so I would expect people to be pretty positive, but they certainly were that.
Finally for me, overall in your managerial career, you've got an impressive record of over 53% win ratio. How soon do you have to reach those levels with Sunderland to take the club to where the board's aspirations are?
Well, I think that obviously we're in a little bit of trouble at the moment, losing games when matches that perhaps maybe we could have had a few more points on the board, but every single club we